Hi, I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan, and we're from the Sweet and Salty Roundabout, also known as
The Junkies. So please tune in. If you're listening to Ingridopedia with Ben and Emily, you'll probably like our show.
Yeah.
We do. We talk about lollies, chips, chocolate.
Yeah. They probably talk about better food than we do. They've a better got some, class of food.
They've got some great episodes here. I've just been having a bit of a listen. Very good. In fact, I'm going to steal some of the ideas. Anyway, whatever.
If you need a sugary break, switch over to The Junkies.
The Junkies, where you find all your podcasts.
So it's very unsafe to reheat chicken. Like, there's lots that can go wrong. But we're having a short 3-week break over summer. So here's one of our favourite episodes of the year, warmed up to perfection.
Hi, you're listening to Ingridopedia, a food fight podcast, but we're not fighting with food, we're fighting about food. My name is Ben Birchall, and I'm joined by my co-host, Emily Naismith. Hi, Em.
Hello. What came first, Ben, the chicken or the egg?
Well, for us, it was egg.
The egg.
We did egg, like...
I think we're always talking about eggs, I feel like.
Yeah, it's
true. We just talked about them in the vinegar episode. We did egg a while back.
Brody Lancaster eats a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we haven't done chicken. And it's just such a big one.
I know. And we did turkey before chicken. And chicken is the far superior bird.
Yeah. Far more popular as well.
That's true. We're really doing this whole podcast thing backwards. Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah.
God.
Let's get into chicken.
All right.
I know you like vinegar on your hot chips, Ben.
Very much.
And some salt. How do you feel about chicken salt on chips?
What is there any other answer than amazing?
I know. I love it too, but it was absent from my childhood. Like, I think I must have only got hot chips from the fish and chip shop, and that was just like not a thing there. We didn't really have like a chicken and chip shop. So I just kind of put salt and lemon on my chips until I was basically an adult, unless we went to Red Rooster, and then I noticed how delicious the chips were there. Uh-huh. The chip experience was incomparable, but I didn't know that it was chicken salt doing the heavy lifting. That's only something I learned as an adult, like really recently, actually.
Yeah, okay.
So late last year was like the first time I'd ever purchased chicken salt. And I feel like this is a big admission, but for the record, I've been making up for it ever since. So before I get into my unhinged behavior regarding chicken salt in the past week, I wanted to share some chicken salt information that may blow your mind.
Okay.
It blew my mind.
Yeah.
So I hope this kind of big buildup is kind of valid in the eyes of our listeners. So anyway, prepare yourselves, listeners. Drum roll. Chicken salt doesn't actually have any chicken in it. Did you know that?
I had always... kind of assumed that it did,
yeah.
But now that you say it, it makes sense that it doesn't
have
chicken.
It's vegan.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I thought it was like the flavor of chicken that you're putting on chips, and that's why it's called chicken salt. But the inventor of chicken salt, an Australian, Peter Brinkworth, says chicken salt was made as a condiment to flavor a cooked chicken. It had nothing to do with the flavor of chicken in the chicken salt.
So he had a chicken shop.
Yeah. And he originally developed it in the 70s to like flavor his rotisserie chicken.
So it was salt for chicken, not salt from chicken.
Yes. So it's got salt in it, paprika, onion, citric acid, garlic, rice flour, pepper, celery seeds, and something called chicken flavor, which is generally made from hydrolyzed vegetable protein.
Right.
And the best brand, according to everyone on the internet and me, is Mitani. What do you think about this?
I think... that is the original?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it the best?
Well, I mean, there's only like two in the supermarket. Okay, the other one's like home brand. So yeah. I assume. So in the spirit of research and dedication to the podcast and for making up on lost time, this week I added chicken salt to every meal where I would normally add regular salt.
Good. This isn't like when I added MSG to everything, including a hot cross bar.
No, because I didn't do sweet things because I don't want to wreck things. but I'll call out a few highlights.
Okay.
Sweet potato chips, obviously.
Yeah.
On peanut butter and tomato on like a Vitaweet, which is what I'm still obsessed with, it actually made it taste like a packet of chips from the supermarket, like potato chips. It was really, really good. Stuff like buttered corn, obviously that's going to work. Roast cauliflower, salmon, it just all tasted so good. But then I tried it on a vegan chicken burger and it made it really taste like chicken opposed to just like basically flavorless. And I don't want to admit that I eat this, but I actually really like them at the moment. But tinned peas, it tastes like you're eating hot chips. Like they're so sweet and mushy, and then the chicken salt on top. I don't know. It was just delicious.
I haven't had tinned peas in a long time.
I haven't had them either, but Pat is obsessed with them. And then I'm like, I hate them.
In what context is he eating them? Just like with any meal?
Just as a snack.
Yeah, right. Just on their own. On their own.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe this is a thing that Pat's starting.
Maybe. Or maybe we're just both unhinged. Yeah, but it doesn't work when the flavors of the meal are already like really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tried it on a mushroom and taleggio pizza and it was
too much.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
On like this DIY lunch I made with like fish sauce and sambal and mushrooms and stuff. It was just too confusing.
Too much,
it was And like I also tried it on porridge because I wanted as like sometimes I have white pepper and chili oil on porridge and it's nice.
Oh yeah, okay.
But this was a bit
didn't really mesh. Sure.
So yeah, that's my chicken salt experiment. I'm gonna keep it on the table because I really like adding it to everything.
Sure.
And yeah, I recommend listeners also do the same. Like just get rid of your normal salt.
Side fact, I in researching chicken this week found out that KFC has chicken salt on the chips in Australia and nowhere else in the world.
Wow.
Everywhere else in the world just gets plain old salt.
And so proportionally is KFC a lot more popular here than it is in the rest of the world?
I don't think so. I think it's very, very popular in China.
True.
Massive in Japan. Yeah. Like it's what Japanese people eat.
And there's
for
no
Christmas.
Chicken salt on chips.
No chicken salt.
Very, very interesting.
Mm. Well, let's see if I can.
Do they have MSG on the chips though? Because I read that the extra thing in the like Colonel's secret herbs and spices is MSG, and that's what makes it taste good. Like obviously.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
The plot thickens.
Mm. We'll have to do chicken part two.
Emily, salt or no, I love chicken in all of its forms. Fried, roasted, grilled, on a barbecue, flattened, butterflied, ballantined, shredded into floss and deep fried and put on other fried chicken, which I had the other day. But there's one kind of chicken I can't abide, and that is canned chicken.
Yeah.
Have you had canned chicken before?
I haven't had canned chicken.
You know of its existence?
I do.
It's in your local supermarket.
It is. I've seen it on the shelf and I've been a bit wary.
It's worryingly close to the canned fish section.
Yes. And I think they're trying to make it into canned fish.
Yeah. And it's also in and around other canned meats. As we discussed in our ham episode, Spam is much loved throughout Asia and the Pacific, but I can find no such love for canned chicken.
No, absolutely not.
And I think I was thinking about it and I was eating some of it. Of that in a moment. There's something about chicken suspended in water that's just straight up wrong. Like tuna in water, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's tuna. It comes from water. It goes back to water. Chicken in water.
Spring water.
Does that make it better? Why is
no,
it spring water?
It just, like chicken is already quite bland.
Yeah.
And then with no other flavorings, I mean. And then when you add water, I just feel like the flavors just seep out into the water and make it even, would make it more bland.
Yeah. And then that's the canned chicken that we have in the supermarket. There's also, and you would have seen this on the internet, like whole canned chickens that you can get.
Yeah, I have seen that.
There was a famous article in Bon Appetit from like 2012 where someone found like a 50-year-old whole canned chicken and ate it. And then it's still available. There's a company called Sweet Sue who make canned whole chicken in the United States.
Yeah, I tried to buy that. Because I'm actually also looking into canned chicken for one of my facts. So I'm not sure what you're going to do.
Okay.
But yeah, it was like if I wanted to imported, it was like at least $150 in shipping. I'm like, I'm not.
It's not worth it because as far as I can tell, that congealed mess only exists for intermittent internet lols.
Yeah. Well, I mean, America is a big, wild
place. It is a big, wild place. Maybe there are people that edit. So anyway, not a fan of canned chicken, but here at Ingridipedia, we're nothing if not open-minded. And maybe, just maybe, I haven't been using canned chicken right.
Oh, no.
And that's where I came across this article on Pedestrian that I approach with scientific rigor. The title of the article is, I'm still emotionally recovering after watching a TikToker make pizza bases from canned chicken.
Ben, no.
Emily?
What is wrong with you?
There you are.
What is wrong with you?
Can you describe for the listeners what I've just handed you?
You've handed me a slice of pizza, and if I didn't know better, I would eat it. But Ben, the base kind of looks rubbery.
Yeah, well, but like slightly, I mean, it's been reheated.
It could pass as bread.
I did have a glass of water in the microwave when I reheated it for you. But
and
it's
does it
bready.
Have barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah,
as well.
So I've made you a barbecue meat lover's pizza because you love that so much. So it's got pepperoni and ham and barbecue sauce.
It reminds me of working late in advertising agencies and having to eat this and wanting to actually crawl up in a bowl.
Yeah. So Sweeney Preston, the writer of the article, described it quite well. They said, it's rare to experience such a visceral reaction to watching a recipe vid on TikTok. Which is very true.
Did you make a video?
I made a little video. Take a bite and I'll tell you how I made it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Thank you to Jackie Hartlaub, who created...
It tastes so chicken-y.
Low-carb state of mind. It was a TikTok page.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like it doesn't look like chicken as a full pizza slice, but when you bite into it, that is very like spongy and shreddy and tastes like chicken. Unfortunately.
Well, I'll explain how I made it. So you take, well, they say a can of chicken, but I had to use three because it's...
They're mini cans.
Mm. Three cans of Heinz shredded chicken in spring water. Half a cup of grated Parmesan.
Okay.
And one egg. And then you mix that together into a slurry. I think you could really only describe it as a slurry. And then you... put that on a sheet of baking paper and you just push it down with your bare hands. Just really get your hands in there. And it makes this kind of noise as you're doing it. I didn't take a video of that because I had both hands in the slurry.
Thank God.
I pressed that down. This is at 10:30 last night, mind you. Press that down onto the baking paper. Blind bake that for, well, I guess it's not blind baking. It's just you bake it for 20 minutes. So it forms a real rubbery,
gross,
chickeny.
And the chicken's already cooked, mind you.
Yeah, and the chicken's already cooked. And then you just add your favourite barbecue meat lovers.
And cook it again.
And you cook it again for like another 10 minutes, 15 minutes to melt the cheese and heat it through.
Yum. Thrice cooked.
Thrice cooked chicken pizza. So yeah, that's... and your review? I know you've been making a lot of pizzas of late.
To be honest, the barbecue sauce redeems it. And that is saying something.
Because it's quite salty. Like it's an egg, Parmesan cheese and chicken.
Yeah.
Three of those things are quite salty.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of want to have another bite. But I'm really, really hungry.
You owe it to our listeners.
Okay. I'll have a bit with this pepperoni type thing. No, I got the crust. It's a no from me.
Okay, well, it's official then. There is no acceptable way to eat canned chicken.
Ben, I want to travel to the chip aisle again. We were there recently when we did the MSG episodes. We find ourselves back there now. We're browsing. Do you have a favourite chicken-flavoured item in the chip aisle? Like chips and biscuits?
Oh... chicken, like specifically chicken. I mean, I am partial to a chicken. What are they? Honey chicken soy.
The
chip.
Red Rock Deli ones.
Yeah, my parents buy them. They're a real kind of like I'm home and mum's bought the chips kind of taste to them. They're a bit homey.
Yeah, they're good. I have a confession to make. It's something I actually haven't admitted publicly since being an adult.
Wow.
So I'm very nervous.
Yeah.
But
it's a safe space.
Just going to come out and say it. Okay. Chicken twisties are my preferred flavour of twisties.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like them better than cheese.
Hold on. I'm just off mic, just processing. Better than cheese.
Yeah. I remember telling someone in primary school one day, like I got them from, it wasn't the canteen, but maybe it was like the swimming vending machine or something. Yeah. And they ridiculed me. And that's when I learned that you don't admit your love for chicken twisties in public.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but I guess they still exist. So people must eat them.
Exactly. And I'm sure a lot of people buy them. It's just that you can't really find who they are on the internet because there's so much hate for them.
Is there hate for them?
Yeah. Yeah. Like
I thought
on
it'd just
Reddit.
Be ambivalence, but there's actual hate.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, on Reddit, where there's already a lot of hate, but yeah. There's like a cheese versus chicken thread and people say, like, when someone says they prefer chicken twisties, I assume all sorts of other weird things about them. Like they keep a pet ferret, have a supply of reusable cloths next to their toilet instead of toilet paper, and sleep in a hammock to the sound of Himalayan throat singing. Angry.
2 out of 3 for you.
But yeah, exactly. Yep. Other people say, like, when I was a kid, I had a bag of chicken twisties that tasted like soap. Can't even look at them without remembering that horrid taste. Mm. Never met anyone who likes chicken twisties. Didn't even know they still made them. You can use chicken twisties as soup stock because that's what it tastes like. Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Want to try that this week. didn't get to do it.
I was like, well, is this what we're doing? Okay.
So basically.
And they're not wrong, by the way. It is like eating a crunchy stock cube.
And
which
what's
is,
wrong with that?
Okay, I'm going to maybe revisit them. Maybe I haven't had them since 1985.
Yeah. So at the time when I got that hate, I thought there must be something wrong with me if I like chicken twisties. And so, like, I buried that part of myself when I told myself that I prefer cheese twisties and I do like cheese twisties. I love them. But there's something special about chicken twisties. They're a real mood.
Yeah.
So I've got both types of twisties here. I haven't had twisties in probably more than a year, and I definitely haven't paid for chicken twisties in over 5 years. / I probably haven't even had them. So I need to check that I'm still a chicken twisties gal.
Okay.
So we'll try cheese first.
Cheese first.
As our
base. That's the control.
Yep. There you go.
Thank you.
Cheese twisties are very good.
Yeah. Twisties.
Yes.
They're an Australian thing.
Yeah.
And there's a European version called Fonzies.
Yeah.
From memory. But they're not a worldwide. They're
well, they're
global.
Really big in Asia.
Right.
There's lots of cool flavours there.
Okay.
And I've had like a tomatoey type flavour, I think, in Malaysia.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good.
That's ringing a bell. I think I might have had them growing up as a kid.
But yeah, there's lots and lots of flavours out there. But in regular supermarkets here, you only really get these two and like a zigzag one. But I'm like, that's not a twisty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then there was the spicy ones that Paulie V
That's true.
Used to have.
But that was pre when I liked spicy.
Sure, things,
so
sure.
I've never tried that.
Okay.
All right, chicken. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about this. These just make me so happy.
Colours, just like they're a lemony colour. They're not
It's a green tinge. They're really good. Really good. And for a one twisty, one or two twisties, I prefer them. But I'm thinking maybe you can't do a whole bag of chicken twisties.
See, I don't find them. I find them dry. I find them cardboardy in a way that cheese aren't. And I don't know whether
I think they're sweeter.
I've got to say, no.
And they actually have chicken in them. They've got chicken fat in them.
Okay. Well, they should be fattier. I feel like there's something kind of greasier and fattier and more.
Yeah.
They've satisfying about the cheese.
Let's see if the cheese ones have sugar.
Oh, yeah.
They don't. So I think these are sweet. So they probably appeal to me as like a child as well.
Yeah. No, I'm going to stick with cheese as my preferred.
I just really like chicken twisties. Okay. Like, I think I could actually eat the whole bag. I retract that statement.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we agree to disagree.
Yeah.
It is a food fight. Podcast. So
I mean, if anybody's with me on chicken twisties, I need your vote because I'm fairly sure I'm going to be in the minority here.
finally might win an episode. Okay, Em, let's stay in the chip aisle. Mm-hmm. I've got a pack of chips here.
Okay.
Can you tell me
Red Rooster chips. This is interesting.
We'll try them. I haven't had these yet.
So these spent a lot of time in the chip aisle too.
These are Smith's Taste Icons. Red Rooster Red's Fried Chicken Burger flavoured Smith's chips.
Okay.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Are they chickeny though?
To me, they kind of taste barbecue-y.
To me, they're a cross between sour cream and onion and barbecue.
Yeah, true.
Which I'm pretty sure that's all chips are.
Yeah.
But they're not unpleasant.
No. I prefer the Red Rooster burger.
There's also like a Subway one and a Mad Mix. It's a limited edition collection that's just come out. So my question to you is, why would a chicken company go to all the trouble of partnering with a chip company to make a chip flavour that's maybe not even particularly chickeny?
Hmm. So people think about eating Red Rooster when they're at the supermarket
maybe,
and go thereafter?
Maybe. Or maybe it's because they're desperate to prove that they are a legitimate chicken chain and not a front for something shady.
That is so true, and I agree with you. No one ever goes to my local Red Rooster.
Well,
I've never seen anyone in the car park.
You are not on your own there. There is a conspiracy theory that came out on the unholy alliance of Reddit and TikTok in 2021, where countless TikTokers were posting evidence of empty Red Roosters and asking the question, how does Red Rooster stay in business, or are they a money laundering chain? So it became a meme. This is from a story on a news website called Year 13. They show a couple of the memes.
We've got a customer. Get ready. Hello. Hi. KFC is actually across the road. I don't know if you came here by accident. Just double checking. Nah, I wanted to eat Red Rooster, mate. Oh my God. My heart, man. So can I place an order? Yeah. Go for it. Can I get a mega ribber box and a sweet and sour sauce? Take 5 sweet and sour sauces. Anything for a customer that comes here. Also, can I get a pineapple fritter? Oh my God, we actually do sell them. Sorry, man, I haven't sold one since 2014, back in my first shift. So, pineapple fritter, you sure? Yeah, okay, sweet. That's all, mate. Yeah, did you want to eat it inside? 20 out of the 20 tables are actually free right now. You came out of good time. Sure, perfect.
I love that guy on TikTok. Yeah. I have seen that. It's really good.
So that's Jay Chabs on TikTok. This is from the article on Year 13. Behind all the jokes, there is a little truth, that there's a general consensus that Red Rooster kind of sucks. Don't quote me. They're not my words, just the majority's. So if that's the case, how are they still operating amongst their thriving fast food competitors? So, yeah, they've done a sort of conspiracy theory. There was a TikToker called All Right Hey who went around and searched through Red Rooster stores and also their head office, asking, like, with a megaphone, asking who was getting a salary from them. But there was also a response from Red Rooster. So, to their credit, Red Rooster didn't hide under a rock. They actually found, like, actual customers. And they used they posted pieces like, more proof that our stores are filled with customers, not a paid actor. And, you know, they just went out with their smartphone and filmed people in their stores.
I've been going to Red Rooster for like 50 years.
I'm sure they're paid actors though.
I love Red Rooster. I really like Red Rooster. I like the chicken that they make over there. I like the chips. I like the yellow chips that they do. I eat this all of the time anyway. It's
so that's
I'm
a man.
Sorry, they're paid actors.
I mean, that's a man in a Red Rooster onesie, or in a what's not a onesie? What are those?
Oodies.
Oodie. A Red Rooster oodie. Yeah, in this article they claim their satirical response videos have single-handedly destroyed these claims. Roasted. Paid actors, look, we'll never know, but it's a quality marketing tactic.
Do you think it is a good marketing tactic, though? Because just going back to Twisties for a second, Twisties do the same thing on TikTok. Like, they like they play up the fact that nobody likes chicken twisties.
Oh, right.
But that just only reinforces the fact that, I don't know. I don't know if it's clever or dumb.
Well, they're still open.
Yeah.
So either...
I just bought some.
Yeah. And you know, they're partnering with Smiths. I did a little search. They're sponsoring football teams. They're really out there spending.
Which football team?
Adelaide?
Oh, my God.
Let me just check that.
I mean,
Red Rooster money laundering comes up when I in my Google search, but it was, oh, sorry, St Kilda.
Okay, yeah. Well, they're like on top of the ladder.
They are. So, yeah.
I mean, maybe chicken subs are what footballers need to absolutely maybe dominate.
Maybe if Christian Petrarca was more interested in chicken and less about barbecue.
Christian Petrarca's perfect.
Okay. Leave Christian Petrarca alone. Okay, yeah. fair. But, remains to be seen. It's either they're spending a lot on marketing or they need to spend a lot on marketing to launder more money.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend who used to work at Red Rooster when we were in high school, and she certainly did hardly any work. There's lots of time for other fun things.
I honestly think there's something to it. Stick on it, TikTokers. Thank you.
Then on Ingridopedia Bites, our little interview series that comes out every other week, we often ask people what their favourite thing to eat out of the can or tin is.
Yes.
What's yours?
Anchovies.
Yeah, same. But don't you think it's interesting that no one ever says chicken?
Nobody has said chicken, and nobody ever will say chicken.
Amen. So I know you've already delved into tinned chicken
got some.
A little bit. I've got some.
Oh, I'm getting reflux. I'm getting PTSD from last night.
As if you said you'd buy this. You said you've bought it before and eat it.
No.
Didn't you?
No.
Oh.
I never said that.
I thought, really? No. It says good source of protein. Are you sure?
I mean, I am swole. I guess that's why you're confused.
So, yes, as you said, there's a chicken section in the canned food aisle. So
it is a random little collection
it
of
is.
Cans.
So there's like...
corned beef and spam and...
But it's even random within the chicken flavouring. So there's chicken and spring water, which is what I have here. Then there's chicken and mayonnaise.
Yeah. Better.
Mustard mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Teriyaki.
No.
Sweet chili.
No.
No. So for some reason, despite just eating your pizza and feeling disgusted, yet I went back for another bite. I'm sorry.
Can I just say, when the mics were off, you'd had another bite.
Can I just say, I am very, very, very hungry at the moment. Anyway, for some reason, I feel compelled to try this for the podcast because I'm never going to buy it just on my own accord and eat it. But I mean, for content, maybe I will. So I wanted to buy the spring water one to get the base experience before branching out. So firstly, can I say I don't know how it works. Like, isn't cooked chicken supposed to not be at room temperature for like an hour, let alone
month? But I mean, that's the beauty of the canning process.
I don't understand.
I mean, you couldn't have tuna not at room temperature either.
Yeah,
or
but
spam.
That's tuna. Yeah, but that's spam. This is chicken.
Yeah,
it's a bit like.
No, it does feel
a bit
wrong.
More germy.
What about tin prawns? That exists.
I'm keen for them.
Little tiny little
tinned
prawns.
Oysters. I like them.
Yeah, well, they're smoked.
Yeah, true. Well, this isn't raw.
No, it's cooked. Yeah. I think it's the canning process. Okay. It's like removing all of the air.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they've got a serving suggestion on here, which seems to be like. There's no description of it, but it just says serving suggestion. And it's got like a picture of like rye bread and it looks like pesto, the tin chicken, and then some raw capsicum, which is...
Wait, is it red or green?
Depressing. Red.
Oh, well, at least it's red.
Yeah. And then on the website, on like the Woolworths website, it says succulent chicken breast infused with tantalizing ingredients. Delicious for any meal or snack. So let's see the tantalizing ingredients.
That's just... Straight up not true.
Exactly. Like, are you tantalized right now?
I'm not.
Cooked chicken breast, spring water, thickener, sunflower oil, sugar. Which one of those is tantalizing? The thickener, maybe. All right. Let's try it. Did you try it last night when you were...
Yeah, I had a little... But it was like when I made that the liverwurst pineapple. Oh, no. It's just...
It's so...
it's not a good thing.
White and like... I did. It kind of looks jelly-ish.
I did that thing where I was tempted to...
Cat food.
Yeah. Yes, it is cat food. I did that thing last night when I was making my pizza base where I was tempted to lick my fingers because I had food on them. But the food was...
Yeah.
Canned chicken, raw egg, and parmesan.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not going to be.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. You're handing me a fork. Excellent. What are we doing with this?
I'll just put some on a plate for you.
Oh, don't put it on a plate. That makes it so much worse. Oh, God.
All right.
Oh. And the congealed juice.
Yeah. Oh. Why is it like that? Is this the thickener?
Oh, I think, I mean, it's the fat content of the... I'm just going to take a photo before I eat it. It's really catching the no.
All right.
I mean, at least sometimes you like make a jelly with tuna in it and it's lime flavored, but you know, there's some love that's gone into that.
True.
There's no love in it. Okay. Oh, it's pink. Oh.
Mm, it's actually a lot better in the form of a pizza. It's so stringy.
It's not good.
Would not feed this to a cat. And it's pink in the middle.
Yeah. And it's suspended in spring water. I mean,
It tastes like I'm getting hydrated. I guess that's a plus.
maybe that's what athletes should have at like halftime of the football, just like a tin of chicken.
Christian Petrarca would say no.
Oh. Can I take us somewhere less disgusting?
Please.
Okay, let's wash the thought of canned chicken out of our mouths. One thing I love about chicken is fried chicken.
Mm, yes.
And one thing I love about fried chicken is that there are so many different cuisines and countries and states within countries and cities within states that have their own variation on fried chicken. I've got here, this is mint condition, or it was until I highlighted it, the chicken issue of Lucky Peach magazine, RIP.
I have that one too. And I love how you've
Spring
got the little
2017.
Post-it notes hanging out the side.
I just put them in because I'm going to take you on a little walk. I'm going to take you on a world tour of fried chicken.
Amazing.
I'm just going to pause. I'm going to put a plane noise in here. So this is an article called Fried Chicken of the World by Emily Johnson. Emily Johnson's edited it. There's a whole bunch of different people who've written it. And it really does highlight, you know, I knew about a lot of different global fried chickens. The first one, Ayam Goreng from Indonesia. And I wasn't joking. I did eat some on the weekend at a really great Indonesian restaurant called Pondok Nasi Bakar in Geelong. And they do a Surabaya fried chicken and fried duck. And so they talk about it in this, under Indonesia. There's a lot of different Asian fried chicken. Singapore has Ha Cheong Gai. Vietnam has Gai Chien. But Ayam Goreng from the city of Yogyakarta. Their deluxe version of fried chicken, a twice-cooked bird that's served mounded with spiced crispy bits, claims particularly widespread appeal. Eaten from early morning until late at night, God bless the Indonesian people. The dish is typically part of a meal that includes white rice, lalapan, which is raw vegetables like sliced cucumbers and tomatoes, and a fiery sambal terasi, which is a shrimp paste.
I'd have that for breakfast.
Palm sugar and chilies pounded together. So that's the Indonesian version. God bless it. I've never been to Japan.
Mm.
You've been a bunch of times. Konbini chicken, convenience store chicken.
Everything from a convenience store there.
Yeah, so it's just like every convenience store fries its own chicken and they've all got slightly different. So 7-Eleven has fried chicken.
Lawson's.
Lawson is Ki Byung Kyun is a Korean American writer living in Japan who's written this section of the article. Says Lawson's is the best.
Lawson's is the best, just full stop.
My friend Paul, if you're listening, and I know your wife Nina listens religiously to Ingridipedia, he bought a Japanese convenience store. He's got a tour, like not as a convenience store, he's turned it into a bar. He's got a skiing White Room Tours. If anybody is skiing in Japan, look up Paul at White Room Tours. He bought a convenience store, a decommissioned 7-Eleven.
That's so cool.
To turn into a bar and their sort of offices for his tour company. And he said that the wall behind the deep fryer was like this kind of beige color. And he was like, oh, I could live with that color. And then they washed it and realized that it was a white wall before the deep fryer had got to it.
Worth it.
So a convenience store chicken in Japan. And obviously there's also karaage.
Yeah, yum.
Tatsuage, which is delicious. Karaage means literally tang fried, which makes a lot of sense. It's tangy fried chicken. Korean fried chicken. There's apparently, this is Corey Lee, who's a chef in San Francisco. He said there's two different kinds of Korean fried chicken. First, there's tongdak, which is the original fried chicken. It's traditionally dredged in sweetly seasoned rice flour, but other than that, it's just plain fried chicken served with radish pickles. The newer version, which I guess what we would know as Korean fried chicken, the very, very, very crisp double fried wings, often lacquered in some kind of sauce. That only dates back to the early 90s in Seoul.
Yeah, right.
That real kind of sweet, lathered in delicious. Oh God, I'm
Why didn't you bring any of this?
I brought a magazine.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, Kenyan chicken and chips. Where else do you want to go?
What about America?
We'll go there eventually, but let's go to Ukraine.
Okay.
Wasn't I want to talk about list. Chicken Kiev.
True.
Which is despite its name, it actually has its roots in France, where in the 1840s, chefs to the Russian royalty traveled for inspiration and saw a version of the dish being made with veal. They returned home and started making it with chicken, which was cheaper and easier to find. And they called the imported dish Mikhailovska Cutlet, and it was only served in fancy dining rooms. In the US, when influxes of immigrants from the Soviet Union arrived, New York restaurants like the Russian Tea Room began serving the dish with a new name, Chicken Kiev. In the classic dish, a chicken cutlet is pounded down, coated in egg and breadcrumbs, rolled up around a filling of butter and herbs, and pan-fried.
I have a friend who, when we were in high school, basically only ate chicken Kiev for dinner. Respect.
I always feel like it's like a agro brand INJ chicken Kiev would be the only one that anybody would ever eat.
Yeah. See, I don't think you'd ever make it.
Is the agro brand still around?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think that might have been a 1960s thing.
Well, definitely in the 1990s, there was agro brand like INJ fish fingers and deep fried. I think
the puppet. Wow.
The slightly problematic puppet.
Do you know one day my artwork was in the Agro magazine?
Well, I think you should know about his range of chicken Kiev and Cordon Bleu.
I know.
Brazil, there's frango a passarino, which is little fried sort of nuggety bits. I will end the fried chicken world tour. We're going to pass through Kentucky. We've talked about KFC. Let's go to Nashville. Nashville hot chicken. It was famously invented in the restaurant Prince's in Nashville in the 1930s. The irresistible but apocryphal legend is that the dish was conceived as punishment for infidelity. After realizing her boyfriend was out late philandering, Thornton Prince's unnamed girlfriend attempted to burn his mouth off by dumping copious amounts of spice on his Sunday morning chicken. The plan backfired as Prince loved the chicken and perfected the recipe for his eventual restaurant. Mm. And Prince's still serves hot chicken. There is a Nashville hot chicken chain in Melbourne. I guess they're around Australia. Bell's Hot Chicken.
Yeah, I was going to ask if that's Nashville. I remember burning my absolute mouth off there when we had the extreme one.
I think we went out with a bunch of work friends, and it's really hot.
Yeah, I was like crying. I had to ask the bartender. I like ran up to the bar and asked him for some milk, and he gave me a little thing of ice cream, which was amazing.
That was nice of you.
But yeah,
unhinged. If we're going to end our world tour there, and I'll just hang on, I'll just pause for a minute. Plane landing sound. Then just be careful of how hot the Nashville chicken is. Okay, so what did we talk about?
I spoke about putting chicken salt on everything. I stood up for chicken twisties, and then I tried, unfortunately, canned chicken.
And I made pizza bases out of canned chicken.
Oh, man. What are we doing? Like, why do people listen to this? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Is it because they like food? Because I think we're just ruining it for them.
Yeah. I feel like we're not going to get a lot of sponsors on this on this episode. I apologize for anybody
unless it's,
who has sponsored
it. Who makes
it.
This? Oh, Woolworths.
Yeah. Woolworths, yeah. Don't sponsor us. Yeah, sorry. Where were we? And then I talked about the Red Rooster conspiracy and then took us on a world tour of fried chicken.
Without actually eating any fried chicken.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Noted. So you can vote for who you thought was the most interesting on our Instagram. We're at Ingridipedia. See you next time.
Thanks for having us.